Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, there are calls today for more clarity on a new policy regarding roadside memorials for victims of road accidents. New memorials will no longer be allowed on motorways, dual carriageways and roads with a speed limit of over 60 miles an hour under a new policy that's confirmed by Transport Infrastructure Ireland this afternoon. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line now by Michael Murphy, Fine Gael TD for Tipperary South, and we'll shortly be joined by by Susan Gray, founder of Park Road Safety Group. But can I go to you first, Michael Murphy? You're chairperson of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. I'm looking at this on the front page of the Daily Mail this morning. Had this been referred to the Oireachtas Transport Committee?
Certainly hadn't, Katie, and thanks for having me on. I only found out about it actually the night before, no consultation with the committee. And of course, that begs the question, to what extent were road safety or road victim advocacy groups consulted? I think it's very, very disappointing, but I think it's absolutely important to say with certainty that it doesn't apply to existing memorials on the roadside, memorials which are deeply personal and profoundly, I would say, emotional markers of loss. Look, I think it's very disappointing. I have no issue whatsoever with TII, the department, issuing guidance to local authorities, but this is an absolute ban on roadside memorials, as you said, on motorways, dual carriageways and roads that carry a speed limit of greater than 60 kilometres an hour. And what's really puzzling, take my own county of Tipperary, we have an existing policy, and that policy has at its heart consultation between families and the local authority. There's actually a process, there's guidelines, the senior engineer will meet the family on site. So it begs the question, what's the background to this document? So I would call on TII and the department to pause, reflect and properly engage with families and indeed advocacy groups like Park, like Susan Gray.
And have you been in touch with the Minister, Minister for Transport, Darragh O'Brien, or indeed the Junior Minister for Road Safety, Sean Kenny, in relation to this,
I spoke
Michael.
With Minister for State Sean Kenny earlier. I also spoke with TII in the case of Minister Kenny. He was unaware of it as well. And like
he was,
myself,
sorry, the Minister, the Junior Minister, the Minister of State for Road Safety was unaware of this new policy.
He was unaware of this policy as well. And I think he was on national media at lunchtime today and confirmed as much. And like myself, we both agree that perhaps we could look to a more constructive path forward, Katie, whereby families are consulted, where we can consult better with local authorities. Like, I'm told this policy was issued back in October, but if you look at Tipperary County Council's website today, nothing has changed. The existing policy that has operated over many years is still in place, which is a common sense approach and has regards, you know, to the families, to the extent to which, you know, this is a very emotional subject. Like, already this year, we've lost 175 precious lives on our roads. And as I said, these memorials, they're deeply personal and emotional markers of loss. So again, I would appeal to TII to pause, to reflect and to engage properly with families and advocacy groups.
Okay. Thanks for that. That's Michael Murphy there, Fine Gael TD for Tipperary South.
And we're also joined by Susan Gray of the Park Road Safety Group. Susan, good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for asking me on.
You're very welcome, and thanks for coming on to share your insights with us. Susan, Michael Murphy there, you just heard, the chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee, said he only heard about this yesterday evening. How did you hear about it?
Yesterday as well, I got a call from the media asking for comments. And to be honest with you, I was in such disbelief that I didn't believe it. I thought, nobody could be this cruel. This has to be wrong. So I contacted Minister Sean Kenny, and he rang me back, and I told him, asked him what was the proposal. He said he was unaware of any such proposal, that it may be an old draft, to leave it with him, and he would make inquiries and get back to me. And since then, Michael Murphy made a statement, and I got a copy of the proposal. and I sent a copy to Minister Kenny yesterday evening, and I sent him a message this morning asking him to please come out publicly, himself and Minister O'Brien, and let people know what is happening.
Did you think, Susan?
I am actually
sorry to cut across you there. Did you think, when you were contacted about this, that it might affect memorials from people who are in your group, Park?
Of course, it was made clear. And when I read the proposal, then it does state that existing memorials will be looked at. Like, it is so traumatizing for me alone. Like, I lost my husband Steve on St. Stephen's Night 2004. A year later, we put up a lovely memorial at the side of the road where Steve died. I contacted the council, Donegal County Council, and they came out and talked me through the guidelines and the regulations. I abided by all of them. And it really does give us comfort that the memorial's there. And we believe, too, it reminds people as they're passing that spot that Steve died there. And it's a reminder of how in a split second your life can be over. And to think that I'm worried now, to be honest with you, that I'll get a call from the council, because this policy was not discussed with anybody. If it wasn't for the media, we wouldn't know. So how can we trust what's going to happen in the future? Both ministers need to come out loud and clear now and make a national statement that, first of all, any existing memorial, if it has abided, if the poor families have abided by the council's regulations and guidelines, to ensure and make a statement that they will not be touched. Because okay, we're coming into Christmas now, Steve's anniversary on the 27th. Do I need this worry? No. And neither does other families. And the other thing they say, in the future, anybody looking to put up a memorial, they may not be allowed, and the councils will talk to them, and they're suggesting putting a memorial in a garden of remembrance or something. It is so unclear, and people are contacting us as a victim support group asking what is happening. I shouldn't have to be in the National Airways today. It is heartbreaking. But if I don't, I have a great fear that the government and the councils may do something unknowns to us.
Okay.
They cannot interfere with any existing memorials. We need a real good statement on that from both ministers.
Okay.
And explain what could happen in the future.
And okay, Susan, I do appreciate you coming on. I know it's a tough time of year in particular for you, and thanks for giving us your position on that, and earlier to Michael Murphy, Chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee.